This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Joe. And from Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan back on the air this morning. How not to live in fear. Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to both of you. And look, it's a subject that's been sort of like pressing right in my own life for a little while because I ruptured my Achilles about 18 months ago, which you guys may remember. And it's footy season again. And, you know, I've done my 12-month recovery, but I've been amazed at the response. So, you know, I've said to people, I think I'm just going to go back and play footy again. I've got a 1% chance of re-rupture. And I really would love to just get back out there with the boys and just have a bit of Masters fun. And the response has been twofold. One, good on you. Why not? Have a go. Enjoy it. But there's been an overwhelming response of people going, but what if your Achilles ruptures again? So that's been sort of stuck with me for a little while.
Would I be right in saying, though, if you didn't have a go at anything that had a 1% chance of failure, there'd be a lot that you wouldn't have a go at in life?
Yeah, look, Robbie, I think that's the point, but I wonder how many things that people don't have a go at because their focus is still, whether it's 1% or even more percent, you know, that they don't have a go or even get in the game because they're afraid of what might happen. You know, geez, you know, what if I injured myself if I went hiking? You know, geez, we can't travel there. You know, what if we did get food poisoning? Or it's just not safe to take the kids skiing because, you know, what if they break something? And I think that people get so preoccupied with, you know, and we're a very risk-averse society, I get that, and for good reasons. I'm not talking about going and throwing yourself off a cliff hoping that your parachute might open every time, but I'm talking about, you know, sometimes we just don't do even the little things because we're afraid of what might go wrong instead of concentrating on what might actually go right.
Well, what I heard then was you've got a 1% chance of rupturing your Achilles, or a 99% chance of winning the premiership and being a hero for life. That's what I heard.
Well, I'm glad that you heard that, Liam, because I wasn't quite sure. We're just glad that at the end of the game we've still got enough people left and there's some ice left in the freezer because all these old boys lying around the sideline with ice on. I just think that if you put some of that wasted worry energy on working out ways to say yes to get in the game, you know, to go and have that conversation. I don't have that conversation with that person because what if they're offended and, you know, what if they take it the wrong way? Well, you know, what if they're so grateful for the fact that you had the courage and the conviction to start that conversation? You know, what if they were just so indebted to you because they were just not even aware of it? And, you know, the good thing happened. Nothing bad happened at all. And so I wonder what 2012 would look like if, you know, nothing happened. If you just got in the game and you concentrated on letting your kids climb the tree. And what if you actually stood in a good, safe place and that you could do whatever you could to mitigate the risk? But, you know, what if they climbed the tree and they didn't fall out of the tree and break their arm and their neck and their leg and their rib cage? And, you know, what if they climbed the tree and actually got this thrill of adventure and went, man, that was awesome.
Man, it's starting to sound like a Nike commercial. Is it just about, you know, they'll just, is it just do it? Just do it, Bruce? Is that what we should be doing?
Yeah, look, I don't know, you know, there's obviously, you know, God gave us an amazing brain to make good decisions around certain things. You know, part of that capacity is to catastrophize all the negative things that can happen. So, you know, just try and say yes. You know, what if you don't injure yourself hiking? What if you didn't get food poisoning? What if the kids didn't injure themselves? You know, what if you did buy the kid a bike and they fell over? You know, there was a time in my life where I was almost going around congratulating parents with children with broken arms going, I'm not sure how that happened, but well done.
Yeah.
Because you must have let your kid take some element of risk. You must have done, let them climb the tree or ride the bike or their skateboard, and you know, if the broken arm was the worst case scenario, we're probably doing okay.
I think part of the problem is we are in a society that is so risk focused, so concerned about, I suppose, lawsuits and you know, everything, the whole occupational workplace health and safety. You know, sometimes it seems really over the top. Do you think that's part of the problem?
Yeah, look, I think it is. And gosh, the last thing I want to sound like this morning, particularly before a weekend, is one of those old people going, oh, I remember what it was like in my day. But the one thing that I think that is associated with having a good think about what you're doing, so it's not like you're just going to go and do some random event. You know, we do take a calculated risk and we use our brain to make some good decisions around that. But I think so many people are paralyzed by the fear of what could happen that we just don't do anything. And, you know, modern workplaces, of course, absolutely, you know, some amazing things have happened in creating safe workplaces. You know, people go home safer these days than what they were in better nick than when they came, which is just awesome. But I think that just plays out into too many areas and we stop doing anything. And, you know, I remember going parachuting with a guy once and I said, oh, this is the first time I did it. He said, oh, how are you feeling? I said, look, I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, statistically, this could be a really dangerous outcome. And he goes, you've already done the dangerous bit. And I said, what was the dangerous bit? And he said, driving here. Statistically, you're more likely to get injured driving here than you are to actually get injured doing a parachute jump. And so when you start to put a few more facts around it, you go, well, do I want to die wondering or do I want to go and have that conversation? Do I want to go and do that activity and know that, you know, well, God gave me life, I'm absolutely making the most of it.
It's like, why did my school rip out that flying fox when I was in grade two that we had between the two highest trees in the playground? That was the best. I used to love that when I was 5 and 6. You know, made me the man I am today. Bruce Sullivan on not being too scared to tackle life. Mate, always great advice from Red Hot Relationships. We'll catch up next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.